You are listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking now about people who get disability benefits and work or have lost work. Here's what's happening. The federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic included funding for unemployment assistance for people who would not otherwise qualify. But as Bram Sablesmith reports, a group of about 175,000 Wisconsinites isn't eligible for that relief.
In March, when the coronavirus pandemic came and Americans stopped traveling, Jessica Barrera was laid off from the airport shuttle service where she worked in Eau Claire.
And I also had my 10-year-old who was home and there wasn't childcare because he would do before and after school with the Y or the Boys and Girls Club, which closed.
So Barrera did what nearly 70,000 other Wisconsinites did that third week of March, filed her first weekly unemployment claim. She filed another claim the next week, and the next, and so on, until finally she received a letter from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development saying all of her claims were denied.
I cried for days because I thought that was going to be my saving grace to help me to get by.
Barrera has a rare blood disorder called polycythemia vera. Her body produces too many red blood cells. It's caused her to have strokes, blood clots, and miscarriages, among other complications.
So about once a month, they take 16 ounces of blood out of me and just throw it away.
She also has depression and anxiety stemming from family tragedies. All of that qualifies her for Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI. It's a federally funded program for people who have worked and paid Social Security taxes but can no longer earn a significant income. Through SSDI, Barrera gets a small monthly check and qualifies for Medicare health insurance, even though she's only 40. But what she didn't realize...
Wisconsin has this strange thing that doesn't exist in any other state but North Carolina, which says that if you get SSDI benefits, you don't get any regular unemployment.
Victor Forberger is a labor and employment attorney in Madison who is helping Barrera. The law barring unemployment help for people on SSDI was passed in 2013. The rationale at the time was that people who received both were double-dipping in assistance and potentially committing fraud.
I think it's discriminatory. I disagree with it, but it's what the legislator passed.
But what's really surprising to Forberger is that the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is also denying pandemic unemployment assistance to people on SSDI. The pandemic assistance was created under the Federal Stimulus Act passed in March that expanded access to unemployment.
The law specifically says those who are ineligible for regular unemployment benefits under state law are entitled to pandemic unemployment assistance.
And yet that help is being denied to people on SSDI, like Jessica Barrera. A spokesperson for the department said the pandemic assistance guidance issued by the federal government does not have specific language for Wisconsin's unusual ban on SSDI and unemployment. And where there is an absence of clear language, they've been directed by the feds to follow state rules for regular unemployment. Forberger is skeptical.
That's meant to apply to kind of procedural issues, like how long do you have to file an appeal?
138 SSDI recipients have been denied unemployment since March, but the state does not know how many of its 175,000 SSDI beneficiaries were denied pandemic assistance. Forberger is helping about 20 appeal denied claims, but he says that process could take months in an overwhelmed unemployment system. The state has received more than 2.4 million unemployment claims since March. Jessica Barrera couldn't wait. She found a new job that starts this week, which also means finding childcare during a pandemic. It's a frustrating situation.
So if somebody else worked the same hours, same wages as me, they could get unemployment if they weren't on SSDI.
And that, Barrera says, almost feels like discrimination. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You are listening to the Ideas Network. The story we just heard comes from a partnership between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Watch. Bram Sablesmith is covering the topic. Bram, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks for having me.
We just heard your story. Why is it that this issue of Wisconsin's laws is coming up now? I mean, it's been in place since 2013.
That's right. The issue is that, you know, the federal government, as part of the CARES Act, which is the federal stimulus for this pandemic, they issued new unemployment insurance that is specifically designated to be offered to, among other people, people who are not covered under normal state unemployment insurance. And so theoretically, that would cover, these people who were on Social Security disability insurance. But because of Wisconsin's law banning people from collecting SSDI and unemployment at the same time, as well as a lack of federal guidance on what to do about this specific situation that seems to be only here in Wisconsin and possibly North Carolina, the state is also denying this new pandemic unemployment assistance to people. So that's a pool of 175,000, working age people in Wisconsin who are just, completely ineligible from getting assistance, unemployment assistance during, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
You cite that number. You also cite the number of denied claims. How do you find that information and also verify it, make sure that it's true?
Right. Well, there's a federal database on the number of people in each state who are who collect Social Security disability insurance. It's about 175,000 people in Wisconsin, and they're all working age. Once you turn 65, if you're on SSDI, it turns into normal Social Security payments. In terms of the number of denied claims, we reached out to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. They're the ones who quoted us the number of 138 people who have been denied normal state uninsurance claims because they're on SSDI. They did not have a number of people who have been denied this federal pandemic unemployment assistance because they're on SSDI. But one thing to consider is that, after Wisconsin passed this law barring people from collecting SSDI and unemployment at the same time in 2013, over the next 2 years, the state declined or denied 3,500 claims of people who are seeking unemployment assistance. So, even in good times, that was a really good economic times. Even in good times, a lot of people can be denied unemployment claims this way.
These regulations, these interpretations, they affect real people's lives. I mean, what do you want people to realize about those who are affected by these regulations?
Well, I spoke to the main character of my story, Jessica Barrera, the 40-year-old woman in Eau Claire. And, she makes this point that, she's paying taxes, in order to qualify for Social Security disability insurance, you have to have a certain amount of work history, and that includes, paying Social Security taxes and all of that. It's a pot that she's paying into. She's also, a taxpayer for the federal government as well. And so it just, to her, it really does feel like discrimination that, somebody who works the same number of hours as she does, somebody who is in the exact same situation as her, can get unemployment help in this, this really drastic economic crisis that we're in. And it's only because that she's on disability insurance through no fault of her own that she's not able to collect it. And to her, that seems really unfair.
Bram, how does this story fit into your broader reporting during COVID-19?
Well, it's part of our responsibilities as reporters and investigative reporters to really be surfacing the stories of people who may be having a hard time getting their voices raised. This is a brand new story for me that I didn't know anything about, but these are real people who are being impacted in this time right now, and it's something that can be changed. That I think that's a really big takeaway. I mean, in order for someone like Jessica Barrera to be able to collect unemployment insurance, all it would take, potentially the legislature could change this rule during the pandemic in the same way that they waived the 1 week waiting period to get unemployment insurance, which is another state law. I mean, there's actionable things that could happen from this. And so we're just helping people raise their voices about the concerns they're going through and the realities of their lives during this pandemic.
Bram, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Bram Sablesmith. He's WPR's Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow, also with Wisconsin Watch. And we talked about his reporting on people with disabilities in Wisconsin who can't collect both Social Security disability insurance payments and regular unemployment. Wisconsin is just one of two states with that sort of restriction. News is coming up next, and then on the morning show, we explore why the number of coronavirus deaths reported to state health authorities may be falling short of its true toll. A reporter shares their analysis and answers your questions about the state's tracking system. And now is the time. We want to hear from you. 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the state's counting of COVID-19 deaths? What do you want to know about how it works? Maybe you've lost someone to the new coronavirus. Do you know whether they were counted in the state's official tally? Do you wonder how you even start to find out? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. What about the new coronavirus more generally? What statistics are you tracking so that you can help figure out what it means in your life? Are you monitoring the rate of positive tests or hospitalizations? Which numbers do you care about the most? Let's talk with this reporter, try to get the answers to your questions. Again, there's a line available at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll start that conversation right after the news. I'm Keeley Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show, and this is the Ideas Network.